Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, wherever you are in this glorious world. And you're not going to believe this, okay? But I do actually have a guest this week. I do actually have a guest. I can't believe it. So I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. I'll introduce my guest in a minute. Obviously, you'll need to call in, okay? And the numbers that you need to use are, for the US, 760-283-4611. For the UK, okay, it's 001-760-4611. I think I said that right. Anyway, so and also you can come in on, obviously, via Blog Talk by clicking on the Skype button, okay, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Obviously, it's been a great day. It's been lovely and sunny. It's been warm, and then it gets really cold. In my show formats, okay, I have a bit of music. I do lots of readings, but I also like to talk about things that have happened to me in the week that's passed, or I talk about stuff that's been of inspiration, or what do I find inspirational. So that's my topic tonight. What do I find, or what has been inspirational for me? Well, I'm not sure. There's been loads of stuff, obviously. Spirit is always an inspiration. And actually, yesterday, I was on this lovely show yesterday on through MikeSpirit FM, and it was nice. It was a good way of seeing how others run their show. And this lady obviously is going to listen. Well, she's a guest on my show tonight, and she's going to listen to how I run my show. So let's introduce my guest. It's the lovely Jeanette Ankou. Are you there, sweetheart?
I am indeed, and I'd like to say hi to all the listeners out there, and I'm really pleased to be invited on, actually. It's really excellent.
Now, obviously, everybody that listens to my show, let's tell them that actually you're also a co-host to another show that's on Mike Spirit. Do you want to tell them about that as well?
Yeah, I certainly do. I co-host a lovely show called Guiding Light, and I work alongside the lovely Sarah May, who's also a UK psychic medium, and the both of us have been working on the television for some time. Sarah is up in Birmingham, in Solihull actually, and we actually had a fabulous show, a live audience at the weekend in Solihull with Sarah and Mike Davis and myself, which was really excellent, lovely feedback, fabulous audience. So Sarah and I decided, as we were both guests on Mike Davis's show in the beginning of the year, to get a lovely show together, and which we did. And we really love the energy. Every week we try to have a different topic, and you know, we do some chats and music and some readings. And it's really, it's just like having friends in for a chat, that kind of a feel, you know. So it's really great. So it's lovely to come on your show tonight and just see how you work.
Yeah, 'cause last night you do something that I don't do on my show. I have done it on previous shows that I've hosted, but you do all sorts of other stuff as well. You do like a meditation for people and stuff like that. Yeah, I thought that was lovely last night. I thought it was, you know, very well taken upon, I think, by others. So is this something that you do every week?
We do different variations, because, you know, otherwise if we did the same thing every week, people would be kind of, you know, bored with listening. So what we normally do, we normally pick a topic, and then we kind of run with that. Sometimes we have shows with themes, you know. Sometimes we have shows with how to move on, or, you know, who's controlling the relationship, how to get your energy back after being let down. We do different topics every week. And then we have a kind of a meditation then that coincides with what area needs to be worked on, whether it's the heart chakra or the throat chakra, or to balance yourself, or, you know, just to bring back some positivity. We work with different crystals. So we every week we kind of try to do something different, really, for the listeners to join in. And what I love about this is that obviously the shows are archived, so these tips and guidance can be played at home at leisure time and time again. So if you are out there and you're struggling with maybe just a little bit of confidence issues or how to relax or whatever the topic is, you know that you've got that mini little meditation. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes and it kind of helps you guide you through the day, really, to balance you out.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you're completely right. I think that's also something that a lot of us don't actually do. Obviously, you know, I'm a working medium, but you know, I don't take enough time to sit down for 5 minutes and relax my mind and do some meditation. It's just something that's not heard of in this household, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of the show, obviously, you heard me talk about you know, my topic of this week for this show is inspiration and what inspires us. Okay, and so what's inspired me this week is the fact that I've known now that I've actually got some really good core friends that are really there to stand up and say that actually they're my friends, no matter what is being said about me or what troubles I'm going through, or, you know, if I'm down or if I'm really hyper or anything, they're always there to stand by me. That's what's really inspired me. You know, obviously, one of my friends, my great friends, is obviously my wife, because she's like a backbone. You know, she's a rock. So what inspires you? What's inspired you this week?
Oh, okay. What's inspired me this week? Okay. I think what's inspired me this week is just kind of doing the roadshow and doing the kind of audience, because I normally work one-to-one and I normally do psychic affairs or mini readings. So for me to go on stage and do an audience is something that I haven't done for ages, because that seems to be not a line of work that I've been focusing on. So for me to go on to stay on the stage, if you like, with a microphone and work with the audience direct, that really inspired me this week. And I think spirit will take you in different directions that they want you to work. So, yeah, it's really inspiring working alongside Mike and Sarah. Lovely, lovely people, great mediums, and I really thoroughly enjoyed the show.
Well, there's a rolling thing, actually, between me and Mike, because me and Mike actually do say out loud that actually we are brothers, and brothers in more than just the brother sense. You know, we are there for each other. You know, it's more than a friendship. But it's really weird, okay? Me and Mike, our friendship, because we live so far apart. You know, he's in Caerphilly, I'm in Carmarthen, But we always know actually when to phone each other, or, you know, we don't have to phone each other every day, every week or every hour. It's, you know, we phone once in a while, or he'll catch me, or he'll just text me something stupid, you know, and it's that sort of relationship. So he's a great guy, real good inspiration. And I'm actually really looking forward to this show that's coming up, that's being organized.
Yeah.
And
yes,
that's in Neath, is it? Is it Neath, not Neath?
It is. Yeah, it is Neath. Neath in South Wales. Yeah, Neath with an N. I know these Welsh words get you sometimes with the English accent, but I know, bless your heart, you do try your best. Yeah, it's going to be in Neath, and that's going to be the Mike Spirit Roadshow. Obviously, all the hosts are going to be there, yourself as well, Nick. And we're going to be doing different events around the UK, and that's kicking off in February next year on the 22nd, and we're going to have there's loads of things planned, really exciting stuff. We've got a night of mediumship on the Friday evening when it starts, which is at 7 o'clock. There's tickets are on sale, and then on Saturday then we're going to have some one-to-one readings and a bit of a psychic fair, if you like, with healers there and people selling beautiful crystals, and, you know, there's stone massage therapists there. So there's lots of things to come along and see in the day on that one. And then in the evening, then we're going to have the last night of mediumship. So it's kind of like an evening, a day and an evening in Neath in South Wales on the 22nd of February. So we're all looking forward to that one, I know.
Yeah, and then we're going to need a week off.
And then we're going to need a week off.
I really can't wait. Next year seems to be like really the energy factor, I think, here for everything positive that's coming in. You know, I know everybody talks about 2012 and how powerful it is, but actually, do you know what? 2012 is about getting rid of all the rubbish, getting all that negative away, so we can live on then from 2013 into the brighter light. So it's a great thing. I've got to say this as well. I know you mentioned, because we had this little chat just before we come on air, and you said, let's do a mini reading for each other. Well, I think we will. Okay, we'll do that in a second. But I've just remembered, okay, that two shows back, I said, okay, now I don't know if you noticed about me, Jeanette, okay, but I said about doing a tree reading, okay. And a tree reading is where people draw a picture on an A4 piece of paper using pencil only, and they can email it to me, and I'll do a reading for them via that. Okay, now we can do a reading via anything, and I've actually taught people to do a reading for somebody with vegetables. Okay, right, and it's all possible. You could do a reading for anybody on anything. Okay, but my speciality is a tree. Okay, that's what I like. So I actually just remembered. Now, I hope that she's listening tonight, okay, that this lovely lady called Sana Sumpi, I think. I might have got it wrong. I'll have to check the chat room, because she might be in there as well. She actually sent me this tree, okay? And it's, I have to say, I've just looked. When people send me a tree, I don't look at it straight away, because it spoils it, because then my mind starts to work. I need to look at it, you know, I don't know, you know, at the moment, you know, at that point. So I'm looking at it now, okay? So let me just quickly do this. It's not going to be a full reading. It's just going to be a general description, okay? This tree has been drawn with one really large root on the, as I'm looking at it, on the right-hand side, and two smaller roots on the left-hand side, okay? And then it's almost like the trunk of the tree. The main body has got a twist to it, but it's actually a really sturdy tree, and it's got a beautiful floral head on it with lots of branches. Okay, there's bits of shading around, and there's a little butterfly flying in the air, but it's been drawn so that the top of the tree is actually been suppressed by the top of the page. Okay, whereas there's lots of room underneath. Okay, a bit below the roots. But there's also a line running behind a tree, okay? So I'm just trying to build up a picture for everybody in their mind, okay? What this tree tells me is that roughly about the age of, I want to say about the age of four, okay? Maybe a bit earlier, maybe about three, that there was something going on in this person's life, okay? That's played a part with their supporting role in their life. So this is going back to their childhood, so it would be around the mum and dad area. Okay, there's something going on when they're about three. It could have been either I don't want to say like a split or a divorce or anything like that, but there's something going on where it played a part on, and it made a part, just a part on that person's life. Okay, the fact that there's a twist in this tree as well, okay, that's an interesting one. I've never had a twist in the tree before. Just tells me actually this person is moving too fast with themselves. They've almost like they've had to grow up really quick. Even though they've had the support from family, they've had to grow up really quick, and they've got themselves, or they get themselves in a bit of a tangle. That's what I want to say, okay? We also have the top of the tree, which is lots of branches. There's a couple of really dark, shaded branches in this. Okay, so branches are pathways to our lives, where we've been. And I would say that everything that this person has done has flourished in some way. You know, they've had leaves and little twigs growing from this. But I want to say actually now in their life that they need to start really rethinking about their pathway and what they want to do, because there are a couple of smaller branches that are growing to the very furthest right-hand side of the page, and they're drooping down. So it's almost like they've got a bit of weight on their shoulders, and they're sort of like they're not sure as to what sort of direction. Now, it'd be great if this lady is actually listening, if she could actually either comment in the chat room, see if I'm actually going down the right path. Okay, the fact that there's a line running behind. Now, I'm only doing this brief. I'm not going to do all the description. There's a line running behind a tree. This tells me actually there is a fact that they seem to have a stop. They can't get any further. They are stopping themselves from moving forward. And also, because the tree is stopped at the top of the page, this indicates then that there is a suppression. There is, they're stopping themselves from fully growing, or they're being restricted in some sort of way, and they need to get rid of this. Okay, but other than that, it's a beautiful tree, and I'd love to actually go any deeper in this. Okay, if this person gets in contact, I'll do a very quick mini reading for them on Skype for them another time. But I'd love to carry on with this. But that's pretty much what a tree reading does, plus more. So there you go. I said I would do it, and I've done it. So I hope that person is sort of listening. I'm just looking at the chat room as well. We've got quite a few people, lots of comments in the chat room. So hello, everybody that's listening. Tonight, we've obviously got my guest here, the lovely Jeanette Ancombe. So she's a lovely lady. And let's go back to Jeanette. So you said earlier we should do mini reading for each other.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, before we go into that, though, I just want to say I love that tree reading, Nick. It was really interesting. And I kind of do something like that with flowers, so it's on the same kind of thing.
Yep.
So, you know, if anybody wants to email flowers, that would be fantastic. And I also want to just say hi to my lovely friend, Alison Cheryl. She's also a lovely psychic medium as well. She's worked with me on various TV shows, and I know she's listening in tonight because she's just sent me a message. So hi, Alison. I hope you're well. And so yes, so that's the lovely Alison Cheryl. But yeah, you and I, shall we do a little mini reading, shall we?
Yeah, why not? I just want to say, just before we do, Santa Luz, did that make any sense? Because that lady that I actually done that little tree reading for is actually in the chat room. So does it make any sense to you? Just put a comment in the chat room for us. Yeah, so you said let's do a little mini reading. Okay, so you first.
Me first, okay. Yeah. Right then, Nick, what's coming in with you, my love? Okay, what's coming in with you? I'm really drawn, okay, to change coming in around you, Nick. And I'm also drawn as well to overworking and also possibly move. Are you thinking moving, Nick?
We are thinking of moving, yes.
Because I feel, okay, that there is a reason why. You know, that you would like to move. I don't know whether it's because where you are now is a little bit remote and you'd like to be a little bit more kind of centralised, or whether there is a particular reason for this. But I do feel that this kind of shall we move, shan't we move kind of conversation has been going on with you for a little while, and it's like, is the timing right now? Do we need to wait? Is there something else we need to do? Because what my guides and spirit are telling me is that you're a very analytical thinker, Nick. So for you, everything has to be precise before you'll do it. It's like sometimes you can overanalyze things to a certain extent, but you know, you're always looking after everybody. You're a very caring soul. And I do feel that there is an abundance coming in of new energy. And I'm also linking with a lovely lady around you in spirit. Now, this is, I feel, a grandmother link, okay? But I feel with this person, I'm being shown an area, okay, so I don't know whether this is somewhere where you used to go quite regularly, but I'm shown an area that's got a lot of green around it, and I feel that it was quite rural. Do you understand that feeling?
I understand the gram of a link. I'm not sure, but did you say rural for this lady, did you say?
Yeah, maybe she's showing me where you are now, something about the area, okay, because I'm really getting a feel, okay, that there is like a ruralness around you, but it's not really where you want to be, because she's giving me the impression about the house. It's her energy that I'm working with who's giving me the information about
right.
You not feeling quite settled where you are at the minute. And I just feel that within the next 8 months, or maybe sooner, you are really going to be thinking again about moving somewhere else. And I do feel that you are going to be staying in an area where it's quite green, because I feel that you like that. I don't see you in a city and built up, but I feel that you're not going to be so rural where you are now. And also, it might be close to a river, Okay, because I do feel where you go into is going to have water around you as well, Nick.
We're going to live in our own castle. Yes.
Well, why not? Why not? Because there's definitely that feeling coming in around you. And I would say, okay, you have been thinking, okay, about going to another country as well. So have you been thinking about going over the bridge and going back to England?
Yes and no. It's come up in conversation. It's not guaranteed. But it's look further afield.
And I feel Bristol, Bath area, you know, around those West Country feel. I know I'm over the bridge, but I'm not that far. I'm not in as far as London. I feel that I'm in that area, you know, around Bristol, Bath, and possibly going up as far as Swindon, like a big circle, that area there. That's where I see that you would be going, because you would be able to keep the feeling of the ruralness. You wouldn't be kind of on top of each other like it is sometimes in London, but you would still have, you know, easier commutes, shorter commutes, because I feel that there's a lot more work coming in for you around this area, and I feel it would be easily accessible for you, especially around, I have to say, around the Devon and Cornwall area. I'm really drawn to you working down there.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay. Also as well, Nick, just before we go, are you an avid animal lover?
Yes.
Because I feel that there's a little dog, either in spirit, coming in around you, or there is an actual little white dog around you or coming in. Because I'm really drawn to a little white dog by your feet.
Okay.
Now, can you take that, please?
I can't take a white dog. I could take several dogs in spirit that are connected to me, but not a little white one.
Well, there's one coming in, because I feel that this is a little white one with little darker patches. Okay? So this is a lovely little dog. There's a little animal coming for you, because they're making me aware that this animal is coming in. So do you work with rescue dogs, or have you thought about taking on a rescue dog?
Yeah, we're thinking about taking on a rescue dog. But I have, right. I have worked with rescue animals.
Right, okay. Because I feel that this is going to be a rescue puppy that you're going to be taking in. And I don't think it's very, very long before this little puppy comes in around you, okay? And I wouldn't be a bit surprised, because they've shown it to me, a really cute little thing with little short ears, white, predominantly white, but little markings, like patchy colour, like sandy colour markings on this little dog. Such a cute little thing. And I feel that it's not going to be very long, because they're showing this little puppy coming towards you. So I wouldn't be surprised if this little dog was going to be a new addition to your family before Christmas.
Okay,
my love. Hold on to that.
Yeah, I will do. I'll let you into some stuff. I used to work for the RSPCA in Batsy Dogs Home.
Okay.
And it's one job. If I ever sort of decided not to work with spirit anymore, that's one job that I would go back into, working with animals. We've lost several dogs. I've lost several dogs when I was obviously working for the animals, and as pets as well. But I can't say I've ever owned a white dog. So yeah, I'll look into this white dog. My wife would rather have a Rottweiler, but you know, because Ben. We lost Ben about when did we lose Ben? Not so long ago. He was adorable. But yeah, always avid lovers. The moving. We are looking at moving. We're not necessarily moving into England, but we could be on the borders of Chester North Wales. That sort of area, but I'm also going to America next year.
Okay.
So, and maybe India. I don't know yet.
There's lots going on for you. But I wouldn't rule out down south as well, because I was given a circle in my mind on the map that started from just around the borders, Monmouth, Bristol, Swindon, Bath, that circle around there as well. So I wouldn't rule that one out as well, Nick.
Okay. Radio. Okay. Right, I suppose it's my turn now, is it?
Yes, it is.
I can't back out of this. it's always hard. It's always hard reading for another medium. That's the thing, okay? Right, okay. So what I'm doing is just so everybody, I can explain to everybody. I like to explain to everybody how I work is that I'm just expanding my auric fields. That's how I work, okay? And then I invite spirit to come in. And as I do for you, Janet, okay, I've got okay, thank you. I've got a lady here that's in spirit for you, okay? And she tells me she's grandmother on your mum's side of the family, okay? So you'd understand this. You've actually got a grandmother in spirit that's connected to your mum's side of the family.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay. Say again. Okay. Now she's telling me off. Okay. She's telling me to be ruthless. Okay. So would you understand why she would be telling me to be ruthless? I don't feel, obviously the reading's not for me, but she's telling me to tell you to be ruthless. Would you understand this?
Right.
Okay.
Don't
thank
know.
You.
In what way?
I want to go to your work. Okay. Your work.
Right.
Your work side. Right, thank you. Because she's telling me, actually, that there's something going on around you that it's not quite what it seems. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I suppose with work there is always options and opportunities, and some of them are not what they seem. So, yeah, I can. There has been something similar like that recently that I've declined. So, yeah, I can take that one, yeah.
Okay, right. Let me get some evidential stuff for you. Okay, thank you. I'm just asking her to stand a little bit closer to me, okay? And as she does, I don't know why, but she makes me almost feel as if I'm sort of, I've got a bad side. So like my left-hand side, I feel it's very tense, very tight. Say again? Okay, and she's given me a hospital feeling with this as well. So you understand that this lovely lady would have either have passed in hospital or with this sort of condition. You understand this with her?
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about clearly there, Nick, because
okay.
She kind of had an instant heart attack and passed out on the street just as she came out to the door to go to work. So I can understand that she didn't even get to hospital.
Right, okay. right, okay. And also she's telling me about she makes me want to feel like I want to cough. Now, I'm not putting this with her, okay, but I feel like I want to cough. Thank you. And she's giving me this to... Okay, thank you. She's talking about a gentleman in spirit that would have passed with this condition. Okay, she's just saying to me, no, it's a gentleman in spirit here connected to me, okay, being her, that would have passed, and I feel like I really want to cough. I feel like my lungs are filling up. So either he had pneumonia or he... But all I can hear is cough. It's coughing.
Yes.
Would you understand this?
Yes, I would, Nick. Yes.
Okay. And I want to put this towards like grandfather, if that's okay.
Yes,
okay.
That's correct. That was her husband. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And she just hang on a second. Okay. Now he's just telling me that you need to be strong. You need to be strong. So for some reason he's just saying your energy's been a bit flat recently as well. You'd understand this. So you've been a little bit extra tired. So
yes.
Okay. Right. He's telling me you need to put your feet up.
Okay, easier said than done.
Yeah, likewise. So he's just telling me you need to put your feet up. Now, I would say, actually, they both stand pretty much the same sort of height. Would you understand this? But I would say that actually grandfather was of average build. I would say they actually probably looked like, when they're presenting themselves to me now, they both look like they're of average build. You don't understand this?
Yeah, my nan was about the same size as me, 5'3".
Right.
But my grandfather, he passed over before I was born, so I'm not seeing him, but I think on photos he kind of looks like an averagely built size guy, yeah.
Okay. He's actually making me more aware of his feet, right? In particular, I just want to ask what foot it is. Okay. Do you know, sometimes I don't know what it is, but he's making me drawn to his feet, and he looks like he had either one leg longer than the other. Okay, I don't know if that rings any bell. I know you said he passed before you knew him, but he looks like he had a shoe that was bigger than the other. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's what he's telling me he had, or if that's something around you.
I know what that is as well, Nick, actually. My sister, when she was born, my sister is 6, 7 years older than me. So obviously she was around when he was on this side. When she was born, she was born with her foot turned into the side. So she had to have leg irons on for the first 12 months of her life with a built up shoe that straightened her foot. She's perfectly fine now. You know, she's a ballet dancer. She's a reflexologist and a Reiki healer. So she's perfectly fine now. Yeah, but when she was born, she had that difficulty. So, yeah, he's probably giving you a memory, you know, validation for my sister. So that's lovely.
Okay, totally good. Right, and he's just saying, because I'm gonna come to a close now. Okay, he's just saying to me that you're doing well. Okay, you're doing well. Okay, and he's quite funny actually. He says you're doing much better than we did. okay. Right, okay. And also, you'd understand that actually the spirituality is actually goes back in the family as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, it certainly does. Yeah.
Because they're both coming forward as it's like they're very happy and very comfortable with this. And actually, grandmother is saying to me, yeah, you know, this has always been, and we always did. So I feel like that maybe she saw spirit and granddad understood as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Right, okay. But, okay, now granddad's showing me a lot of black on his face, okay? So he's come up to me and he's patted my face and he's got black hands and he's patting my face. So there must be some sort of mining connection here as well, because he's just patting my face and now I've got black face. So you understand there would be a mining connection there as well?
No, not mining, but what he used to do, he used to lay tar on the road.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that's
okay.
Black tar, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Right, thank you. I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Thank
but take their love from the spirit world.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
What we're going to do now is we're going to go to a couple of tracks, I think, have a bit of a break, clear my throat, and then we'll come back in and we'll do some readings for the lovely people, okay?
So, yeah, lovely.
Now, let me talk about the first track quickly, because it's been inspiring, okay? Now, today's chat is about it being inspired. And for the last 2 weeks, we've heard this track, or I've heard this track, if you've been watching the Olympics or Paralympics, I've heard this track on, or the theme tune for the Paralympics. And I'm like, what is that? What is that? So I searched and searched, and I found it, okay? So please don't be offended by it, okay? Listen to the words, because it is inspirational. The first track is by Public Enemy, okay? And we're going to go to that, and then we'll go to Eminem straight after.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He's way nice. I said, yo, the brother don't swear he's nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you're turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking to me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
Boys, brothers, that bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, that bagging. Brother, backwards, I'ma leave it at that. They ain't got nothing to do with rap. Check it back, expose those cats. Who pulls the zero, take advantage of black. The government gangsters will cut the crack. A war going on, so where y'all at? Power can save responsibility. Ask the police, who's stopping you from killing me? The dance is the absolute by PE. It's the science that we believe in TV. Spending rich inventions is who's thinking about bitches. Watch the masses move as the masses twitches. System, I'm barely mister. My soul is just to save my brothers and sisters. Get up. Change, don't look at me strange. So I care what people, other rappers be saying.
tough man, that's what you gotta do. You got to tell them seriously like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause yo, let me tell you a little something, man. These brothers run around hard headed, they get a little jealous, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, you know, they try to bring you down with them. But yo, Chuck, you got to tell them seriously like that.
So it's time to leave you a preview, so you two can review what we do. 20 years in this business, how you sell souls, she wins. People be a witness. Thank you for letting us be ourselves. So don't mind me if I repeat myself. These triple rhymes be good for your health. To keep them prime rhymes on the shelf. Live love life like you just don't care. 5,000 leaders never scared. Brain and notice of the moment they fear. Get up until a beautiful idea. Get up and throw your hands in the air. Get up and show no fear. Get up if y'all really care.
Public Enemy number one in New York. Public Enemy number one in Philly. Public Enemy number one in DC. Public Enemy number one in Cleveland, Ohio. Also with Public Enemy number one in St. Louis. Public Enemy number one in New Jersey. And Public Enemy number one.
Back.
So there you go. Two fantastic tracks, okay? And I do apologise. I know the Eminem one was uncensored and it had a bit of swearing in it. But you had to really feel the passion within that song, you know? Two inspirational tracks, you know? Obviously, the first one, Public Enemy, about being yourself and allowing others to see who you are and for them to actually realise that you are this beautiful person. Eminem is telling you basically that, you know, that you only get one chance. You know, if you ever given this chance to do something that you've always wanted to do, it, you take it by the hands, you know, and you run with it, okay? Because that's what you should do. Never let anybody tell you otherwise, okay? You are your own mind, your own person. We all have free will, obviously, okay? And we all have our own paths and destinies to go along. But you've got to have the passion in your life, okay? The belief in yourself. And not worry about don't worry about what people care say about you or think of you or call you or anything like that. You know, this is about you, okay? And yes, it is also about others as well, but we should all believe in ourselves, our paths, and all just learn to get along, love each other unconditionally, you know, all give man hugs or women hugs, whatever you want to call it, and just feel that passion. See, inspirational passion. There you go. I've had my say. So let's go back to our lovely guest, okay? The lovely Jeanette Ancoom, okay? So are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am, yeah. I love the songs. Really, really nice, yeah.
Jeanette, they're not my normal sort of tracks, you know, but I scoured the internet to find, you know, I love music. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, what it's about or who's doing it. If it's inspirational and I find a connection with it, then it falls into play and I bring it along for the show. So, yeah, it's obviously Eminem's got a fantastic story. And actually, the people behind Public Enemy, they were very inspirational back in the early 80s, you know, when they came out. So, and on top of that, as a brief history lesson here, NWA, another rap band out in America back in the late 80s, they were really inspirational. They were quite inspiring for what they were doing. They were a rap band called Niggas With Attitude, and they actually their rap was, everybody thought it was anger and stuff like that, but actually they were trying to make people realize what it was like living in the ghetto, or not in the suburbs, but, you know, where they lived, you know, about the police and how they acted with them and how they acted with the police and each other and stuff like that. So that actually was, when you listen to them and you listen to their words, it's quite inspirational. You're like, wow, you know, I didn't realize. So, you know, if you listen, you know, on the internet or YouTube, just look it up. It's quite amazing stuff. So let's do what everybody else is wanting us to do. We're going to go to the telephone lines, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Right. And we're going to do some fantastic readings, okay? So let's go to the callers and see who we've got. So let's have the first caller. I haven't got a name. I haven't got an area code at the moment, so I don't think. Have we got any callers? Let's see if our... I'm just going to tap on the producer's door. Hello?
Hello? Hi there.
Hi. Can I have your name, sweetheart? Hi.
Yes, my name is Maria.
Maria, thank you for waiting, Maria, and being so patient with us. Can I ask where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Virginia, lovely part of the world. So how would you like us to help you this evening?
I'm wondering if you can connect with any of my grandparents. If not them, then anyone else on the other side.
Okay. Now, as I always say on every show, okay, I'm going to pass you over to Jeanette in a second, but as I say on every show, we cannot guarantee who we get through from the spirit world, okay? So, Jeanette, would you be happy to do this reading?
Yeah, I'd love to.
There you go, my dear.
There we go. Could I just ask for the lady's name again, Nick?
Maria, I believe. Was it Maria?
Maria. Hi, Maria. Yeah.
Hi.
Are you still there, darling? Yeah. Hi, darling. Could I just take your date of birth, please?
October 25th.
25th of the 10th, yeah. And what year then, please?
73.
Okay. Now then, I'm going to work your life path out for you in a second, but you wanted to connect with your grandparents. And what I'm actually linking in here with is a gentleman who had strong links to a uniform of some kind, okay? So whether it would be in the forces or whether he would actually have worn a uniform to go to work, but I'm just drawing into a really strong guy who's got complete links to these forces that I'm talking about. Can you understand that link, please?
It might be my maternal grandfather, but he only served but for some time. It wasn't
right.
A lifelong.
Okay, career. Because it's feeling that it's his energy that I'm linking in with. I feel with him, he was the salt of the earth kind of a guy, very loving, very warm, but he was very kind of, you know, matter of fact and liked to do things. I feel that he kind of passed quite quickly in the end, okay, but he might not have been feeling too good for a little while before he passed. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, I do.
Right. Now, he's bringing in lots of love and energy for you, okay? And I feel that he's telling me about you, okay? Because it's almost like as though you've been stuck in a situation recently. I do feel that you've been really, really thinking about your life. There is an energy around you. It's like as though you're holding yourself back or lacking in purpose. Do you understand that feeling, why you should be giving me that around you, please?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Because he is aware of it, okay? And I feel like what he's saying is either you're multitasking or you're trying to fit too much in. Because it's like as though he's telling me that you kind of just literally doing, you know, things all the time. And do you do a lot of things for a lot of other people as well, my love?
I don't think so. I don't perceive it that way.
Okay, because I feel like what he's telling me with you is that you always seem to be really doing things and you don't take some time for yourself, which you need to do. I've also got the feeling and the impression with you is that you've been holding yourself back in a situation, and I feel that this is lacking in confidence, because he's showing me, okay, the impression that he's given is like you're kind of diving into a swimming pool, but you're afraid to leap in. So I feel like as though this is emotions. He's giving me the water, because I feel that there's been emotional stuff around you, and you're afraid to go back, if you like, and release that things and move on, because what I'm really, really being drawn to is that there is new energy coming in around you, but you're afraid to take it. Maria, do you understand why he's showing me these things, please?
I do. What is the new energy coming in around me?
Right, the energy is coming in, my love, okay, when you really make it come in. You're a Scorpio, by the way, so you're a very intuitive lady. And this year for you has been quite a difficult one, all right? And I feel that by the time we come up to your birthday, around about the end of October, beginning of November, it's almost like as though everything starts shifting. And I do feel that there's going to be more movement around you. I feel that, you know, your life path number is telling me that you are the type of person who hangs back sometimes. Where have we got here now, life path number? We've got 7, 8, and we've got 18, 25, 28. So we've got actually a number 1. So you are a leader, really, darling. It's just that you've been hanging back. I feel that when you get your heart and your mind set on something, you can potentially do anything you want, because number one life path numbers, you know, they are quite forceful people who can lead rather than stand back. But I feel the reason why you're standing back is because you've been hurt in the past and you've had your confidence kind of really knocked out of you. And I'm just here saying that your granddad would really love you to be the girl that you can be and have that confidence back. That's what he's bringing in for me with you. He's bringing in loads of love. He's also giving me a connection to February, March time. Do you understand those months? They seem to be relevant for the family. And I'm also feeling that I'm quite choked up with you. And I feel that you've been crying recently because I'm quite choked up. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I feel that you've been crying within the last 48 hours because your grandfather is really making me aware of the sadness with you. And I really do feel that there's a blockage in the heart chakra, and I would love to send you healing to release that. And I also feel with you that, you know, I want to say to you, my love, and this is from him, wipe those tears away because there is new energy coming in around you, okay? There is going to be someone coming in that you are going to trust, and there is new doors opening for you on many areas. So please don't be afraid to jump into that swimming pool because there is love coming in for you. And I really hope that that's helped you this evening, my love.
It has. What's happening in February or March? And when is this?
I feel that there's something coming in. Something's coming in around those times, okay? That's going to be really exciting for you. I feel that there's been a lot of decisions being made between now and March to get your life back on track. And Spirit are telling me, okay, that it's almost as if you kind of being reborn, like the spring is coming. You really seize in the moment. You're not living in the past. You're being more focused. You could be more positive, and you are not turning your attentions to the past. You were really setting your eyes to the future. And I do feel that there's a gentleman coming in between now and the March time, because I feel by this time you are going to be feeling more happier in your own energy, darling.
Okay. And just one last question. What did he say about my Aunt Claire?
What did he say about what? Your Aunt Claire. Okay. Your Aunt Claire, has she been suffering with pains, please, in her foot or her leg?
Her, I don't know about her leg. I think she's depressed.
Right, because I'm feeling that I'm having really pains down my legs, okay? So I don't know whether or not she's got a touch of arthritis or whether she's not moving around as much as she used to. But I do feel what I want to do with her is kind of get her to go and meet new people, because she seems to be really hanging back as well. So maybe the two of you could kind of help each other a little bit and start going out more and having fun together.
Okay,
my darling, I hope that's helped. Yeah, thank you so much for allowing me to connect with you. I would love you to take your grandfather's love with you endlessly. He's giving me yellow flowers for you, darling. In the spirit world, that's all about eternal love. And I just want you to know that your loved ones in spirit do still hold their love very close to you. And I would say God bless you on that one. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Oh, bless. Oh, bless. Well done, Jeanette, for that. It was lovely.
Thank you.
I love listening to people, other mediums linking to spirit. And I don't know if you do it, but sometimes mediums can link into the same energy just to get the feel. So, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Superb.
Thank you.
So let's go back to the telephone lines. I believe we've got Rita on the line. Hello, Rita.
Hi, Nick. And your co-host, Maria. Nick, I heard you for the very first time last week. I clicked on while your show was already in progress. I have to tell you, I was extremely impressed, and I tried calling in, but there were no more calls being screened at the time. But I did listen to you, and I've been sending you energy for the last week, hoping that I would get in. And I feel really blessed. I can't believe that I actually got in. I'm amazed. It's very life-affirming to me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rita. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York, in the USA.
Okay. Bless you. Okay. And obviously, we know that obviously today is a significant day for being in America of 9/11. And our thoughts go to all those that were and are still affected by that dreadful day. And in fact, things do come out of that good day. My daughter was actually born on 9/11, so her birthday is 9/11. So, and blessed be to all those that were affected. So how can we help you today, Rita?
Well, I was wondering if you could connect to any spirit energy around me for anybody who's crossed over.
Okay.
I know that whoever appears. My dad has been gone for 23 years, so he hasn't contacted me in a really long time. But
okay, because as you're talking, okay, I've got a gentleman here, but this is not dad. This is grandfather, okay, and he's telling me that actually he is connected to dad, but he's telling me quite strongly that you've it's been quite hard for you recently. This is what he's saying to me. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Why? Okay. I hope you're not doing this. Okay. But he's telling me about pick me ups. So I don't know if you're on some sort of medication for a pick me up, or does this make sense to you?
No, I'm not on. I'm on pain medication, but I'm not. I don't use it as a pick me up. And it's funny that you said that, because I'm sitting here with my nephew, and the doctor put me on a vitamin, and I'm having very bad effects from the vitamin. He gave me like this extremely ridiculously large amount, and I couldn't walk for 3 days. So I stopped taking it, and I went back to see him, and he put me on a reduced dosage, and I took that for 3 days, and the same problem occurred. So I just stopped taking it today.
Okay. I'm not going to make things fit, but it could be something like that. Okay, 'cause grandfather here is just talking about pick me ups. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, thank you. Now, the gentleman that I've got here, okay, I do see another energy coming into the room, but as he draws close, now this gentleman is walking with a limp, okay, and he's walking also with a stick. So, again, I feel like this is probably still grandfather. Would you understand this connection?
I never met either one of them, so I would have to ask.
Right, okay. Right, okay. Sometimes what happens is that we get one loved one that comes through, being grandfather, that will help another one to come through, to show them the way, okay, of how it works and how they can come forward from the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
Sweetheart, I've got a gentleman standing before me now, okay? I'm drastically trying to get your father through for you, but it's not always the way. But this gentleman is standing tall and very proud and very strong, okay? He's dressed in a uniform, okay? And I want to put it to a light, it's almost like a light sandy colour uniform, okay? And he's telling me, he's very smart, but this would have been either some sort of army uniform or... I would go with army uniform.
Okay, my dad was in the Navy.
Okay.
And that sounds, and he would stand really proud like that. Okay. I don't know what color his uniform was, but I'm guessing probably blue because he was in the Navy.
Okay, I think you might have to look this up, but when they were in the Navy and they were on shore, I think they used a different color. Don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that, I don't know. But this gentleman, actually, and I keep hearing the name Errol Flynn, okay? And when I look at him, that's the name that I think of when I look at your father.
He loved Errol Flynn.
Okay.
My dad.
Was there some sort of resemblance in the way that he looked as well? Because he had a moustache as well. You understand this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Errol Flynn had sort of like, I don't know if you can understand this, but like my mother would call it like a feminine beauty.
His
face, and that's how she described my father too, that same type of feminine beauty.
Okay.
Even though they're men.
I do understand that. Thank you. Do you know, Rita, he's talking about girls. He said he wants to come through and talk to his girls. So you understand, you have a sister?
He has eight daughters.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
He's just saying to me, kept on trying for us. He's quite entertaining, I have to say. We kept on trying for some, but we just had to give up. Okay, that's what he said to me, okay? Okay, thank you. What was that? Okay, he's asking a question, okay? He's saying to me, I just want to know, who got the medals? Who got the medals? That's what he's saying to me. So would you understand this?
You know, I have this, I have a pin with an American Indian chief from a school district that he taught in, and I found it about a month ago. And it is like a medal. It's got two rubies in it, and I accidentally gave it away, and I just received it. Yep.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay. Let's see what you can give me some advice and guidance around you, okay, instead of the evidence stuff as well. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay. Is it right, actually, you're thinking about changing your job? Because he's talking about your work. There's a change in your work environment, he's telling me.
I'm actually currently out of work, and I'm actually thinking about changing my field.
Right, okay.
I have no idea, so yes, that's true.
Okay. I feel positiveness. When this happens, I feel that it's a good thing, okay, that you're thinking about or changing your work environment, okay? So this is a good thing. Actually, he's giving you the blessing that actually... if you do change your field, okay, it's going to be a good thing. Okay, thank you. But also he talked to me about difficulty with a man as well. You'd understand this?
Yep, I do. I sure do.
Okay. And he's right, thank you. And he's just saying to me that, would it be right that you should have got rid of him a long time ago? Would that be right? Should I say
yep.
that sort of thing?
Absolutely, absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Right. And thank you. And this person is not allowing you to fulfill your dream or yourself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. He's just saying to me, you know, you've got to be strong. You've got to sometimes live for yourself. And, okay, you want me to say that? Okay. He wants me to say it, so I'll say it, okay? He's telling me sometimes, you know, we have to let go of those that are dragging us down. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not in any way, means or form, telling you that you should pack your bags and leave your house. Okay. You know, but I'm just saying that you need to live your life. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not. I can't diagnose and I can't tell people what to do. Okay. This is just purely guidance.
Well, he's Nick. He's already gone, but he's
right.
done a million things to prevent me from moving forward. So. That's the message, my dad, and I should have gotten rid of him a long time ago. This wouldn't have happened. And he did prevent me from achieving my dreams.
Okay. And actually, when he said that, he laughed at me, okay? So he's quite comical. He, even though in his, you know, he was quite uniform in the way that he would talk to people or say in the way he structured how he talked to people, he had this funny side to him. But, sweetheart, mm-hmm. he's just talking about mum as well. Okay, he's telling me mum's in spirit. You understand this? Is mum in spirit?
His mum is in spirit.
I want to put this to a lady that would be a mum figure that's having severe problems or problems with the chest area, and I'm feeling very tight and restricted in the breathing capacity. Would you understand this?
This is someone who crossed over, or someone who's having that now.
Is she passed, sweetheart? Okay, yeah. She would have passed with this condition.
I have aunts that passed, and yes, it could be. Somebody just my mother's sister just passed.
Oh, okay.
A week ago.
With that condition?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And it was very sudden.
Okay. Because he's just making me aware that she's there. Okay. And
okay.
You can take that pain away. Not nice. Right. Okay. Sweetheart, I'm going to give you this, okay? And this is. I think I'm going to end on this note, okay? He's telling me to tell you to follow the yellow brick road.
Oh, that's very sweet. And that's my favorite color. That
okay.
would be something he would say, yeah. Thank you.
And also, yellow, to me, I mean, I know Jeanette said it's a spiritual color, blah, blah, blah. It is. But for me, yellow is sometimes... a colour of upliftment. So you need upliftment in your life. He's giving you this, okay? Okay, say again. He's also given me the number 54 for some reason. 54. And he's given me the month of May to go with the 54. So I don't know if it's a birthday or anniversary or something that's happened. Does that make sense to you? So they're separate. He said there's the month of May and then there's the number 54. Okay?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they both make sense to me. And
okay.
the 54 is a number that he gave me after he was in spirit. I saw a license plate with his name on it, and I went to pick up my dry cleaning, and they told me to spin a wheel, pick a chip and spin the wheel, and that was the number.
Wow.
And I won all my dry cleaning for free.
Cool. Superb.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing. Okay. Okay, and it also just said me July is important to you as well. Again, this could be a a birth, passing,
That's his birth date and his death, both July. Very significant to me. Yeah,
okay.
He died a week before his birthday.
Oh, bless him. Bless him. How sweet. Okay. Right, okay. But it's just telling me, I don't feel he passed alone. I feel that he had family around him as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, he did. He did have family around him.
And he's talking about somebody holding his hand on his passing as
My
well.
Mother. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Right. I'm going to leave it here because he's just saying to me to give you lots of love and to the family as well, okay? This message
yes.
isn't about for you, it's for everybody to hear. Maybe you can get them to listen to the archives of Mike Spirit FM to listen to the message that he's given, okay, and the evidence.
Okay, I absolutely will.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave
thank you.
Please
okay, bless you so much and thank you very much. You made my day.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And have enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Live your life.
Thank you.
Bye.
I will.
Thank you very much, sweetheart.
Very affirming. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to go to another call. Right. And hang on. Now I'm getting mixed up with our callers. So I think we've got. Right. Is it Gemini? Is that... We've got Gemini on the line? Is that... Am I still online? Hello?
Hi there. Yeah, you're still online. I'll have a look now for you. We've got Rita next, but that was the lady. I haven't got any more feedback after that, so I don't know if Ken's going to... Our lovely producer is going to just keep us updated. But, yeah, I've only got Rita.
Okay. I've just realised that actually there's a message for us to just say ready, which I'm typing now. I'm typing as we speak, live radio. There's a caller called Gemini Diva that's going to come through for Skype. So we just wait for her to come on. If she can just say hello when she's arrived. Hello, Gemini. Maybe not.
Hey, Cole. You're going to shit on my phone.
Okay, maybe. Hello. Hello?
I think there must be some glitches there.
I think so. Maybe they haven't realised that they're actually on the radio.
Yeah, live.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh, I hope they don't swear. well, I'll tell you what. I think we'll skip that one. And if we have got another caller online... Let's lock on the producer's door. Hello, have we got any other callers there?
Hello.
Can I have your name, please?
This is Helen.
Hello, Helen, and where are you calling from?
Utah.
Very nice. And how can we help you this evening?
My finances are really bad, just like everybody else's. I'm trying to figure out what to do, where to go.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll pass you over to Jeanette, okay? And Jeanette can then get a link for you and see if we can give you some guidance.
Okay.
Okay, you okay to do this one, Jeanette?
Yeah, lovely. Helen, yeah?
Yes.
Hi, darling. Can I just take your date of birth, please?
1/21/1962.
1962. Okay, so we've got 3/13/1921. We've got number 3. Okay, with you, my love, life path number 3, sometimes you can be a little bit live for today, but I do feel that there has been... a little bit of now needing to have a little bit of a cull, if you like, on spending, cool down. It's like what I've got here with you is really drawing the reins tightly in and shifting my focus on how I can get myself straight. I am really drawn, okay, to a steady growth by next summer, okay, really, really positively looking at that for you. I really do feel that with you, it's all about just being confident in kind of things, but I just feel that there has been a setback around you, and it's either to do with your work life or people around you and their work life, because I'm really drawn to setbacks and work. And I'm also drawn, as we speak, my love, to a lady who's coming in, and she's connected with you, and I get the name Rosie or Rosemary. Do you understand that name, darling?
No.
We'll keep that name, because there is a Rose or a Rosemary coming around you, because sometimes they give me names that is going to be useful, helpful for you in the future. But can you understand what I'm feeling about how the situation has been really, really tight around you, and that someone is very, very worried about work?
Yes.
Right. Okay, thank you. So we have got the link. I do feel that this person has been down because they're kind of walking on eggshells. That's what my guides are giving me here with you. I'm just getting the feeling that I'm walking on eggshells, and I'm very, very unsure if I'm going to be let go of or whether or not this is going to be permanent. And who, my love, has been having a lot of headaches, please? Because they've just placed a headache on me now.
I don't know about headaches.
Because I'm just drawn to headaches. So someone very close to you has been having a lot of stress, tension, headaches around the situation.
Yeah, my girlfriend is going through the same thing as I, and she gets headaches.
Thank you.
Stress.
Okay. Because I just feel, okay, that you seem to be normally the strong one, all right? But on this occasion, it's kind of overwhelming you. Normally, between the two of you, you're the one with all the good advice and all the answers. But I feel you are also feeling, okay, a little bit overwhelmed yourself. So I would say to you, you know what I said about having a cull, taking it back to, you know, to things that you essentially need and build back up from there. There is an ending to this period, okay? There is good news coming in regarding your finances, by the way. So I don't know whether you're actively seeking help, because I do feel more balance coming in. I definitely feel more balance coming in, okay, around you. And I also feel as well that you're such an analytical thinker. You're on the cusp, okay? You've got Aquarius rising in you. You like things to be done precisely. And I feel that you will find the balance that you're looking for again, because it's like new inspirational thoughts are going to be coming into you from your guides. They're going to be giving you some inspirational guidance, really, to get you back on track. Over the last 2 months, there seems to be three difficulties that you've had to overcome. There's also been a lot of emotional things going on around you as well. And what's desperately needed around you is change. Ending to a situation that you've been going through, change, okay? And I do feel that you and your girlfriend are going through a stage that I call transition. Spirit is showing me a journey. So I know that you are kind of going from one area to another, going through a new door, a new chapter is emerging for you. I want to surround you in orange, actually, and red. I want you to work with your sacral chakra and get creative. I feel that you are quite a creative person anyway, and that there is a lot of vibrant oranges around you. But also what I'm feeling is there seems to be darker green area coming in around you as well. That means that your heart chakra is a bit down, because you seem to be negative lately and feeling negative in the situation. You remind me, and they are showing me a picture in my mind of a hamster going around in a wheel, because you feel like that is how you're going. But I do feel that this is going to change. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes. I hope it's going to change very soon.
Well, it will, because you are going to be more proactive, and you and your partner are going to sit down and think about how you can proactively change little things to make a difference. I want to take you both, okay, to the month of November, October, November, where I feel that the change is going to start. I feel that there is someone who's going to do two jobs, okay? There might be two part-time jobs or a job and then something else. And I feel with you, my love, you're a very spiritual person. I feel that you need to be looking into working more with spirituality in a way of healing, because I'm very drawn to turquoise around you as well. So if I'm linking in with your energy, I'm feeling with you, you're a very creative, spiritual person who is very down lately, and you will find your pathway again.
Oh, that's good. Good.
And I hope that that's helped you tonight and given you some comfort.
Okay. So change October, November.
Definitely.
Definitely.
No
areas.
More stress. Yeah, no more stress. Start rebuilding your life, okay? I feel the word that I want to use for you is appreciation, partnership and love. Because I do feel that there is unconditional love around you. I do feel that the both of you feel restricted at the moment. The balance is not there, so there's no so it's like prioritizing the wrong things. I just want you to take the time to remember why you two loved each other in the beginning, and everything else will start falling into place, my love.
Okay.
Okay,
do you see financial change in October too?
I feel, okay, that you're on a kind of a journey that's going to start to improve. New energy, it's almost like as though the both of you are coming out of the shadows, coming out of the negativity and going into more happiness and sunshine, if you like. So I think that this October, November time, where I'm picking up, is the start of improvement to come. So roll with that and just really embrace change. Don't fight it. And I hope that that's helped you this evening, my love.
Yes, thank you so very much. Thank you.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks. Blessings, darling, and take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, that's lovely. Again, lovely reading. So, just we're going to go to another break, okay, for another track. But before we do, and Jeanette, can you just, do you want to tell people where they can find you? How do they find you? Where
yeah.
You?
Okay. Well, if you'd like to Skype me, you can Skype me by just contacting me on Jeanette and Psychic, all one word. Or if you'd like to reach me via Facebook, it's Jeanette Ann Coombe. Or if you'd like to have a look and find me on the MikeSpiritRadio.com, you'll find me on Monday evenings in Guiding Lights. And we also have our own Facebook page called Guiding Lights as well. So if you, there are plenty of ways that you can contact me or have a look on my website, which is Jeanette psychic_tarot.co.uk, and I'd love to hear from you, or if you'd like to have a private reading, I do offer those as well.
Cool. Obviously this is Nick Humphrey's Medium Show. I'm your host, Nick Humphrey's lovely guest, Jeanette Ann Coombe. And so we're going to get to another music track, but if you do want to find me other ways, obviously go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. You can email me at info@nickhumphreys, or nick-humphreys.com, should I say, or even Facebook, International Medium Nick Humphreys. You know, you're more than welcome. Look at me up on there and get in contact and say hello or whatever you want to do. There's a Skype button on my website as well, so yeah, you can call me. So we're going to get to the next track before we move on to our next caller. So enjoy this track and be inspired again.
Free. your every wish will be done. They tell me,
show me the meaning of being lonely.
Track. That was obviously the Backstreet Boys. Show me the meaning. Okay, really, it goes out to all those people that have lost somebody dear to them into the spirit world. It's just a really great track, you know. And I was sitting here singing top of my lungs. And no, I'm not going to sing it live for anybody else. So it's just a beautiful track, you know. And they're a nice bunch of guys. So we're going to go back to the telephone lines in a second. We've got a lovely guest on tonight, Jeanette Ann Coombs. Okay. Now, what I want to know is, really, because I haven't really spoken to Jeanette tonight. It's so wrong of me. Okay. Is how did you start? Where did you start from? What happened?
Okay, well, it's funny because, you know, when you done that lovely reading for me earlier on and you said that this is in my family, well, you are absolutely correct, because as a child growing up, there was and you picked up on my mum's parents actually tonight, but the side that it came from was more of my dad's side, because my dad was a spiritualist medium as well, but he didn't work at it professionally like you or myself. He was actually a policeman, but he kind of used to call himself the psychic detective, which I really find quite funny now, because that's the kind of a show that seems to be running on the TV. But yeah, my dad was very, very spiritual, loads and loads of medium evidence was presented to me when I was a young child. So my first encounter of realizing that I had the gift, if you like, was when I was a very little child, about six. That's about as far back as I can remember. I used to regularly have dreams. So it started with me in dreams. And I dream things about people and then they would just kind of come. One particular one I can remember was when I was about six and my cousin was in Switzerland at the time. She was au pairing out there. And I came downstairs and I said she was on her way home today and she wasn't due home for months. She came, as I said, at 12 o'clock with a suitcase with her green cardigan, just as I described. So this is the first time that I can ever really remember having kind of dreams like that, Nick. And as I got older, I think it was when I was about 14, I started when I went going to sleep at night, seeing lots of different faces in front of me. When I was trying to shut my eyes, they used to come in fast succession, different faces. I just couldn't kind of rationalize it at the time. I just thought that these were people that I was seeing passing by me in the day, but I wasn't relating to them until I often started to get visited by a lady who I called Lily, who had a beautiful green Victorian outfit on. So she was one of the first guides that I can honestly say that I started working with. So it's just really kind of developed from them. I self-taught myself tarot cards, and I've always been drawn to crystals, cards, and I love working in all different areas. So I suppose, yes, in my family, it's been passed down through my dad, yeah, and his mum as well.
Cool. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, I know my family have always had a spirit link somewhere, but nobody really talks about it, and you know, I had to find out the hard way, really. So, but yeah, I think it's just amazing how spirit come into our lives, and you know, either at a young age or you know, if we go through some sort of trauma, because I know a lot of people that go through a trauma in their life and spirits step in and they don't back away, and then that work gets more, you know, or they start their work and it gets interesting. So thank you for letting us know, because that's really great.
Thank you. So what about yourself, Nick?
Well, for me, I was 3 years old. Now, I know I was in bed and the wardrobe doors would open and these spirits would walk out and walk around the room and then sit on my bed, and I'd sit up thinking it was some sort of pantomime or something like that. It was like Narnia. So I never really sort of relayed it to anybody because I didn't think anything different. You know, I just thought it was just norm. But my sister was actually picked up by a spirit. There's a fantastic story going back with my sister where she was physically picked up by a spirit. Not in anger or anything like that. It was just overcaring. So we've always had that link. Now, my dad, he was a policeman, so he was very logical minded. He saw a lot of disturbing things and never thought anything about it, really, and didn't want to know that sort of thing until I stepped into the light then and said, you know, this is what I'm doing, this is what I am. And then I got the barrage of why can you do it and why can't I, and you know, where's this come from and so on. But it was really from the age of 3 and through school, you know, I always found I was on my own. You know, I didn't have many friends. I saw things in school. I couldn't tell people. You know, if I went to go and, you know, play, you know, like play with, like Lego or anything like that, I would always be playing on my own. Not that I didn't have friends, you know, I had friends, it's just that I was different. You know, that was just the way it was with me. But really the interest kicked in more and more, the more they badgered me when I was in my teens. So that's how I really started. And then obviously you find development groups and churches to go to. So, but yeah, it's...
Very interesting. And our dads are both police officers. How strange, look, yeah?
Yeah.
And your wife has got the same birthday as me, so there's lots of little connections, Nick.
Well, yeah. I know, it's funny, isn't it? It's always amazing how you meet people that have got some sort of connection. So
yeah,
it's great. Really great. Now, I know we're going to go back to the caller in a second, and I know we've got a lovely lady that's hanging on the line. But I just want to tell people, obviously, because I have got a really bad memory, okay? Either I don't remember people's names or I don't remember dates and stuff like that, okay? But I know I have got two other radio shows going. Or I've got one of my own, which is on Fridays, okay? It starts at 10 o'clock in the evening on the UK, which is 3 p.m. Central Time. And it's on the Spiritual Journey Radio Network. And again, it's the Nick Humphries Medium Show. And it's my producer there is lovely Christine from the Spiritual Journey Radio itself. And then on Sunday, we have the Spiritual Journey Radio, the Psychic Round Table, which is where there's more than one. You've got Christine, you got myself, and then you got Mike as well that steps in sometimes. I know he's doing it more and more with us because it's such a good laugh. And then there's other mediums as well. So again, that's at 10 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Central. So it's worth a listen. And I know she's listening, so hello, and I hope I'm doing my job well. So we're going to go back to the telephone lines, and I think the lady's called Mindy. Is it Mindy we got online?
Hi there.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Mindy, I don't mean it in any way, shape, or form to be derogative to you, okay? But I love your name, okay? And I want to say this. Did your mum and dad have a thing for Mork and Mindy in the 70s?
No, but I thank you for that. I get Mork and Mindy all the time.
It was an iconic and fascinating and truly amazing program. So don't be ashamed by the name. And obviously, it kick-started Robin Williams, his life, basically, his acting life.
Sure.
So yeah. And I always walk around going, nanu, nanu. So
that is so funny.
So how can we at least try and help you this evening?
Well, whatever, I'm so open to whatever message I need to hear from Spirit. And I'm at a crossroads and want to know if I'm on the right track. And
okay.
All that wonderful stuff.
Okay, rightio. Let's see what we can get for you. Okay, and do you know, as talking to you, I feel a lovely energy around you. Okay, a lovely ball of light around you. And this is what
Thank
I want
you.
To say about you, that you are this ball of light, this ball of positiveness around you. Okay, yes, you said you were on a crossroads, but I don't feel it's a bad crossroads. Okay,
right.
Okay, I'm just being told by a very sweet lady that's in spirit connected to you that that you're just a bundle of joy and love. Okay, that's what she's saying about you. Okay, and
a lot of
people see this about you as well. Okay, now there is not a concern, but there's something going on around your work, isn't there, at the moment, where you're sort of do I stop work or do I start work or do I change work? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Go on, carry on.
I'm sorry, I don't want to interfere.
Now, what I want to say to you is that this lady that's coming forward, she's not telling me who she is at the moment, but I feel very motherly with her, okay? So I feel like she's grandmother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably even go as far to say maybe this isn't mum in spirit, though, is it? It's his grandmother.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. And she's just said to me as well that it doesn't matter what you do, okay, in your life or how detrimental it can be to you, you just stay so positive about it. You understand this? This is what she's saying to me.
Thank you.
She also just said to me, do you know, change is good. Change is good. Okay, so you're coming to a time in your life now where not just your work is going to change, but actually yourself is going to change. Say again? Right, okay. I don't know why she's talking about this, okay? Because I want to stick with the positive bit. But she's also talking about, because I don't know your age, okay? I don't need to know your age. But she's talking about midlife crisis. Now, I don't feel this is really about you, okay? because you're such a positive person. But she's talking about the fact that you see this as a midlife crisis. Do you understand this?
That is correct.
Okay. Right, thank you. She just said something really strange, okay? She said, sweetheart, it's like rag to a bull, okay? Flag your rag at something and it comes to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay? But she's telling me that you're really working hard on something at the moment, okay?
Yes.
Right, thank you. and you're having to look into it more and more before you actually take that first step. You understand this?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Right, okay, thank you. And she's just telling me to give you a bit of a shove, okay? Because
okay.
you should have taken that step a little while back, okay? Because she's coming in, she's giving me two hands, and she's pushing forward. So I know this then means to give you a shove, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. Because actually, what's holding you back is the fact that you think that it could have some sort of effect with people that are around you as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If I make that call, it triggers everything, and I really want to do it, but it's about being able to actually launch my business in the UK, and I have been waiting. It's an odd dance to dance with the retailer, and she told me to give her a call back, gave her a call back, and now I have to have that purchase order set in motion in September so I can make the delivery in March, and it just triggers everything for me.
Okay.
So it's an odd dance I have to do because I can't be too aggressive, but I need to do it.
Okay. Well, okay. Mediumship aside, okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ken.
No. It's, I'll put my mediumship aside for 1 second.
Okay.
And just say, as a logical brain, okay, I would say to you this, okay, what is the harm?
No problem.
What is the
yeah.
harm in you making that call? Okay? You are just doing something that you're meant to be doing. You're just doing something that you should be doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to know if you're being aggressive if you don't make that call?
Right.
Okay? And actually, this lovely lady that's in spirit, this grandmother in spirit, is sort of just looking, giving me a very stern look. This is to say, actually, do you know what she's... Gran used to wear glasses as well. You'd understand this.
Yeah.
Looking, she's literally looking down over her glasses at me and going, mm-hmm, yep. You know, that's exactly what I would have said to you as well. That's what she's saying, okay? Okay, she's got a lovely energy, okay? Really beautiful energy. But she would have... Thank you. She's telling me she would have worked hard for the majority of her life, okay?
Absolutely.
Sweetheart, would you understand that actually she's given me cancer here, so she would have passed with a cancerous condition?
My mom is, her daughter has cancer right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear. Right, okay. Step back for a second, okay? Because she's given me a condition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's
given
me a cancerous condition that I feel it's actually with her that she would have, it would have either taken her into the spirit world. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not. She's not saying that there's somebody around you with this cancerous condition, but obviously we now know that there is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As a medium, I can't tell you that people are going to pass into spirit world. That's not our job. Okay. We never get told information. Okay. Thank you. But right. Thank you. And she's just telling me pancreas. Okay. So I feel like either it was something to do with the pancreas. Does that make sense to you at all?
Not her, but I do know of someone else that has come through in the past, and that's my brother's father-in-law who had pancreatic cancer.
Okay, so what's happening here is basically she is
mm-hmm.
she giving me information to make the link so you understand who she is, okay? Because she has the connections. That's
right.
What I want to say. She has the connections.
Absolutely.
She's giving me evidence of everything going on. Okay, hang on a second. Right. Right, okay. Okay, thank you. But she's telling me, actually, that around you, okay, and with you, that people are looking to you for, like, answers or inspiration. You understand this? It's like people will come to you for inspiration.
I'm a medium in my own right. I read for people.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
But I want to give you on a larger scale, so I'm not just talking like on one-to-one. I'm talking to a room full of people here as well. So you stand
Thank
up
you.
And you're giving talks and so on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And also, I do see, obviously, a journey here as well. So you're, obviously you said the UK, but I do see that actually there will be a trip probably over to the UK for some sort of work.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. So, did she say anything about this gentleman that I like?
About the gentleman that you like? Ooh, hang on.
Yeah. Right. Oh my gosh.
Okay, let me see. Okay, give me that then. Thank you. Right, she's... Oh, okay. She likes him.
Okay.
Right, she's... I've just had a message, okay, that you should come to Neath, I think that's to me. Come to Neath. Anyway. right, okay. Okay, thank you. Now, this man that you like, mm-hmm. he's actually got a lot of strength. Do you understand this?
Yes.
He's... strong but gentle, I'm being told.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. And actually, it's almost like you see eye to eye on a lot of things as well. So you're
thank
you're.
Thank
you. Yeah, you understand it. Okay. Thank you. And there's lots of interest as well. You have it's mm-hmm. it's almost like you have the same interest, but you have different interests, but are very willing and open to learn together. You understand that?
Yes.
I feel this is a very strong relationship moving forward in the present. I feel this is something that's going to really sort of escalate into something a lot bigger for you as well, okay?
We want to be of service. It's all about making the money then to be of service. But we're separated for years now, but hopefully we'll be able to get together again soon.
Thank you. I want to put you probably next year, okay? I know it sounds like a million mm-hmm. miles, but next year, and I'm being given the month of July that actually this new energy will come in for you, okay? This gent will step back into your life. If he hasn't already, then that's when it's going to start to, when you physically meet each other. That's what I want to put, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Because sometimes they draw it out for me as well. But I'm also being told the number 27 is quite important around you as well. I think it's like okay.
That's
it's
my daughter.
Okay.
My daughter.
Okay. Right, thank you. 27, are you going to give me something else with that? Okay. And also 87. So I feel like it's 1987 for some reason. Okay, but 87. I don't know why they give me numbers tonight.
Okay.
But they work in ways. So, sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
I thank you, and I listen to you, and I practice my mediumship by listening to you. So
you
are a teacher, yes. I listen to you every week.
Wow.
So I thank you.
Maybe that's a design then for a new show. For to learn here on Blog Talk Radio or Mike Spirit FM.
Absolutely. Right on. You're really terrific.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much for that compliment. But I always like to say, you know, it's the best teachers are the spirit world because they teach us the most, okay?
It's wonderful.
So we can just help others to help them link into the spirit world, which I'm always open to do. It's a job that I love and I love to share with people as well. So,
mm-hmm.
But thank you for the compliment and thank you for listening.
My honor. Thank you.
All mine. Thank you. So we're going to go to another caller. I believe that Jeanette is going to take this lovely caller next. I sort of missed out on the conversation because obviously doing my reading there. But is it Rihanna George?
Yes. It looks very similar to that. Yeah. Yes.
Hello, my Nick. Hello, my Jeanette. How are you?
Yeah. Hi there.
It's Rihanna. Hello. I'm enjoying it so much, sharing the energy from Spirit, what Spirit's bringing, and I thought it would be lovely to link in with you and see what you have for me.
Okay. Would you like me to take this one, Nick?
Yeah, by all means.
So it would be great fun.
Okay, let's have a look at Rihanna George. Okay, Rihanna, the first thing that I want to say to you, darling, is that I'm sensing a lot of inner conflict going on around you at the moment. Do you understand that feeling?
There has been, but hopefully from my part, I'm working through that. But yes,
right. Okay. Because what I'm really really, really drawn to when I'm linking in with spirit, okay? I'm really drawn to a lot of spirit energy coming in around you. It's almost what I feel when I'm drawing into you. It's like as though you've got a circle of spirit people around you offering you love and support through this.
Yes, all the time. Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like there's quite a lot of people that you've loved that have passed over into the other side, and I'm drawn to about 6 or 7 close people that are linked to you.
Yes. Yes.
In the spirit world.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm so drawn to they're there to help you. There is a lady I feel coming close to me. I'm getting such a strong link of mother feeling with her, okay, because it's got like unconditional love that comes from the Divine Mother, okay? So do you understand that, my love?
Yes, I will do. Yes, I do.
Okay, because I feel that she sacrificed a lot for her children. Do you understand that, sacrificed a lot for her children?
Right, I have if I explain to you, I have a step-grandmother who married my grandfather, who was known to us as an Auntie Wynne, and she was like a mother to me. My mother's still alive, but very sick. I also have another beautiful lady on my father's side who passed in February. These are both very spiritual ladies, although they were within the Christian community. One was Catholic and one was Methodist. But Mary passed in February. But Wynne has been passed for a few years now.
Right. Would I be correct in thinking that there's seven close family members around you giving you love and support, please?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yes. Because I'm so drawn to a circle of love surrounding you, okay? And it is, as I said, unconditional love. So it's coming very strongly to me like mother love, as I said. So if she wasn't biologically your mother, well, she certainly felt she was your mother in her heart, okay? Because I really do feel that she always wanted the best for you, okay?
Yes.
And it was a lovely bond. I feel what her message is saying tonight is about getting the balance back into your life and putting priorities where they need to be prioritized, because it's like as though, okay, what I'm really feeling is either you're all doing too much for everybody else or you're just not getting the right balance, because I'm feeling I'm tired, really tired with you, all right? And I also feel with your energy is that your lady who comes close to you, I feel that she just wanted to say that there's lots of new things coming in, but you've just got to rest a little bit more and just wait for things to happen. I know that you've got a vivid imagination as well. Do you write?
No, I have in the past written verses, but I'm actually, if I let you know, that I'm a healer. And about 18 months ago, I was guided. Don't ask me how the abundance came. It arrived. And I turned a room here into a healing room. I've always been intuitive anyway for many, many years with healing and spiritual work. And I was guided to go to a Reiki practitioner and teacher. And I now have 4 certificates at level 2, of which I work as a practitioner. I've also studied and I'm now attuned to master teacher level. So I work a lot with spirit. I work a lot all the time. I have the higher realms really around me, lifting me up through, if you like, the bit that you picked up that's been very difficult, yes.
Well, you know, as I said, all right, darling, I'm so pleased that you are following your path, but when you are giving so much of your health, giving so much of yourself through your healing, I feel that you need to replenish sometimes, okay? And I feel with you, I feel that you're going to go up to a master level, because I feel that they're giving me master. So I feel that you are going to go up to the next level as well. But you know, you are surrounded by the Holy Spirit, okay? There is a lot of high energy colours around you. The vibrations that I'm linking in with you are greens, okay, and golds. Okay, so there's lots of high energy, vibration, spiritual colours coming in around you, helping you. And I feel that if I was doing a body scan on you, I feel that I would be looking at your heart chakra, which is still a little bit blocked, which you need to work on. And I also feel as well that your throat chakra is a little bit out of alignment, because it doesn't seem to be the right communication that you need to come in around you at the moment. So I really just want to work with you with greens and turquoise and blues.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yes. And I really feel that these colours you need to be wearing or having close to you, or maybe using the crystals as, I would say, a little bit of green, which is also about abundance as well, and also maybe a little bit of aquamarine for the throat chakra that will help you, or any turquoise crystal on that area. But, you know, you are going to go from strength to strength. Your loved ones, okay, who have passed, I've been working alongside you, pushing you on to this spiritual journey. Okay, they really kind of are really there with you, and they've been with you every step of the way, pushing you on to victory. And I feel what they're actually saying is, okay, is that you are going to be a teacher yourself. Okay, this is why I said about the masters. I also feel that you're very, very creative, and I feel that there's something that's going to be put down into words, written words, like a book, or something on that kind of thing. But it's also about celebrating, and I feel for you it's the joy of giving. That's what brings things to you, is the fact that you know that you did definitely make the right decision to go into your healing, because this is definitely the path that you should have been on. And I feel that over the last 3 years you've grown so much. Your soul has grown, your levels have grown as well, and I feel that there's a straight path ahead for you that will take you on the journey that you are now on, the right path, darling. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thank you, Jeanette. Yes. I must admit, my chakras are usually at 100%, but they do drop now and again. And you're right with the throat chakra. They're things that I'm working on. I'm not the brilliantest of people on communicating. I am moving it forward. I think one of the main reasons for that, which I'll be honest with you, I used to be, and I still do a little bit, an entertainer, where obviously there was a lot of my own ego was out there, and I'm working on the fact that in order that I work with spirit as closely as I do, that I tend to remove that right away from my space.
Okay.
But also there comes a time when you have to move in a different direction. But it's all divinely timed, I feel sure of that. And there's things happening, there's new beginnings going very well.
I am sure that they are, my love, because as I said, Spirit have just showed me quite clearly a path, and I feel for you, you're on that path, and you know you've got that lovely lady working close by you. There's also a gentleman that comes in as well, and I feel that this gentleman, okay, was a bit of a character, and I'm connected to the land with him in some way.
To be sorry?
He's connected to the land. I feel that he is a relative of yours, grandfather, but I feel in his lifetime he was connected to the land. So he was either working outdoors or he loved being outdoors, because I'm very, very drawn to a connection to the land with him.
I think it's my father.
Right, darling. Did you used to wear a tweed jacket, please, and a flat cap?
Occasionally, yes.
Because I'm drawn to a checked flat cap and a tweedy jacket, and also wearing like a brown waistcoat kind of thing. That's the way that I'm seeing this person presenting himself. And quite a charming character, because he's just dipped his cap to me now.
He used to wear, when I say a brown, it was,
mushroomy colour.
Yes.
Yes. That's what he's showing
and
me now.
And he also has a tanny brown one as well.
Yes.
He's got the two over.
Yes.
He used to love being out in the garden. He actually helped
because
my
Because he loves you, my darling. Okay, and he's bringing in that love for you tonight. And he, as I said, is a charmer, because he's got a very winning smile, even though his hands are really grafters hands. But he was also a very gentle soul as well. And he's bringing in love for you too.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, my love. And I think we're going to have to wind this down now because we are coming up to the end of Nick's show. And I've loved working with everybody. Loved working with Nick. It's been fabulous being a guest on his show. And thank you very much for allowing me to connect with your loved ones, my darling.
Oh, it's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much indeed. And do you think you guys could mute me when you go back to the show, please, so I can carry on listening?
Yes, that would be fine.
Yeah,
Nick, the producer, will do that. But thank you so much, my love. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, as you quite rightly said, we are coming to the close of this show. But, Jeanette, thank you so much for being my guest this week. It's not often that I have a guest. I do invite people on, but for some reason they just sort of back in and out of the show. You know, they say, oh, yeah, and then they let us down at last minute. But, hey-ho, you know, but thank you so much for being a guest on tonight. And, you know, I've loved your energy. It's been really great. And I'm really looking forward to standing side by side with you, you know, when we do this show, this Max Spirit FM tour,
yeah.
Or road show as we're calling it. So I'm really looking forward to that. Is there anything you'd like to say to the callers? Is there anything you're doing that you'd like them to come along and see you?
Well, yes, darling. This week is going to be very low-key because I'm going away in a couple of days. I'm going off for a two-week break in Spain, just having a rest. But in October, there's going to be lots of things going on. And if you'd like to keep updated with me, just have a look on Facebook, connect to Jeanette Ann Coombe, and I'll connect with you, and I can keep you updated then of where you're going to find me. But thank you very much, Nick. I've loved every minute of it. It's been precious.
No, it's been absolutely awesome. Thank you very much. Obviously, I'd just like to make a couple of announcements as well, because obviously I've got a few things going on myself. On the 20th of September, I'm in the Best Western Menzies Strathmore Hotel in Luton as part of my little tour that's going on. And tickets are £8. You can get them on the door. Show starts at 8:30. So look that up on my website. 28th of September in Prestatyn, North Wales, in the Nova Centre. Again, all the information is on my website. And then on the 4th of October, I'm in Northampton, doing the same thing in the Best Western Lime Trees Hotel. And on the 13th of October, we've got a paranormal investigation at the Ancient Ram Inn. Again, you can go to the midnightparanormalgroup.co.uk website for that, and you can buy the tickets through there. On the 17th of November, however, there's another paranormal investigation at the Castle House. It's a little jail. That's connected to Carmarthen Castle. Very haunted, very dark, very dingy, and it's well worth a visit. That's on the 17th. So again, go to my website, go to the MPG website, or the Facebook page. You can have a look on there. On the 19th, we're going into October now, but on the 19th, I'm in Gloucester. Again, please just go to my website. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. Don't forget, I'm on Friday night on the Spiritual Journey Radio, the new show, with the fantastic Christine as my lovely producer. Okay, again, I'll be doing lots more readings on there. It starts at 10 p.m. UK, that's 4 p.m. Central Time, and then again on Sunday, Spiritual Journey Radio, the Psychic Roundtable with myself, Christine, Mike, and a few other mediums that get together. Again, it's at 4 p.m. Central, that's 10 p.m. UK time. Come along, listen to us. Have a laugh, and from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all for listening, and for all the spirit that came forward this evening to pass on their messages. Stay tuned for this track, and I'll speak to you all on Friday or next week. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.